Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Right, that, of course, Leonard Skinner's Simple Man, and that can only mean one thing on this program. All things self-proclaimed Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. So you're going to be surprised, Mr. O'Reilly, at this one thing. I read your Bill O'Reilly message of the day on betrayal today.
Thank you.
Okay, and by the way, it was well-written. I give you a lot of credit, well-thought-out. Here's what I want to ask you about. In light of what we now know from the Biden Energy Department, everything that anybody with common sense knew already, that the coronavirus was in fact manufactured in the Wuhan virology lab, where they were known to study coronaviruses and known for research on gain of function. And then I started thinking, you know, the mob, the media, you know, many people in politics, they knowingly lied to us, because that made the most sense. The wet market, you know, theory that people were putting out there, it didn't make any sense, especially, you know, now that we know the emails exist with Fauci and IH members. But here's my question. Then I started thinking about the media in this country. They lied to us about the Wuhan lab. They lied to us for 3 years that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. They used a Hillary Clinton bought and paid for dossier to spy on a presidential candidate and a president. There's so many other Trump issues they lied about. Remember Freddie Gray in Baltimore? I had contacts told me from day one, not one of those cops would be convicted. I was right. I was told by people I knew, my contacts on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri, that there were multiple African-American eyewitnesses that will back up the police officer's story that he was charged at, and that the confrontation began with Michael Brown and hands up, don't shoot never happened. But the media went with it. They went with the Duke LaCrosse lie. I went out to Garden City, Long Island, and met with the families, and I got a very different story. They lied about UVA. They lied about Trayvon Martin. I went down and interviewed George Zimmerman and other people, and I began to realize it's not what the media is telling us. Now, I'm not patting myself on the back or patting you on the back, because usually you and I are on the same page on most issues. Not all, but most. But they get it wrong all the time, Bill. That's a betrayal to fit into your, you know, your message of the day.
Okay, but you have to delineate between the government, the federal government, and the corporate media pundits. So the federal government has a responsibility to tell the American people the truth about important situations like COVID. It has abdicated that responsibility, I would say now, for the last decade. But remember, you'll get the media to tell you that Bush-Cheney fabricated Iraq information to get us into that war. Just keep that in mind, that the left wing purports that to be true. Now, I talked to Colin Powell himself about it, and he was the Secretary of State at the time, and he was on board with going in and removing Saddam. But anyway, the responsibility of the federal government is absolutely to tell the truth, and if you don't know the truth, to say that. That's gone, and that's dangerous. So a guy like Fauci comes out, he talks through, the cliche is his hat. He talks through his hat. So he doesn't know how COVID came into the general population, but he says it wasn't a leak in the Wuhan lab. And it turns out that Fauci misled the entire world.
By the way, we have the email evidence now, Bill. He knew from the beginning. And by the way, his first interview in March of 2020, he said masks don't work. Now we learned last week that masks didn't have any impact at all on, in preventing COVID transmission.
Yeah, you just misspoke a little. He said that masks do work, and now we know by this one study, most of them don't work. But the Fauci COVID thing is inexcusable. Inexcusable. Now, remember, Trump hired Fauci. All right, he was on Trump's staff, and then he stayed when Biden came in. But that man, you can't arrest him, and he's out now, but you can shame him. And I think a congressional committee should.
You can't shame people that have no shame.
Well, I think in his case, the American people should know that the leading health person misled the country.
All right. So let me take it a step further, and let me go back to your message of the day on betrayal.
All right, but wait.
All right, go ahead.
The pundits, because there's a difference between the government and the pundits. So the pundits now, and this is a change from when you and I started at the Fox News Channel 25 years ago. This is a change. They now hire people, the corporations do, who will echo the corporate philosophy. Jeff Zucker, the best example of that at CNN. Zucker destroyed the network because the network was built on we cover the news accurately. One man destroyed it, and he hired people who would do what he told them to do for money.
And that was caught on tape by Project Veritas, but continue.
Right. MSNBC is the same thing, and NBC News should be ashamed of itself.
But again, they don't have shame, Bill.
All right, and I agree with that. But they hire people who are activists, not journalists, not analysts, activists, because they know that their audience is 100% far left. And they're going to feed the audience that stuff every night. And there are just droves of people who will say what they are told to say for money. And that's just a fact.
Let me then go back to your message of the day. And you've opened up a whole new can of worms. And I agree with you generally that there is a distinction in terms of what the government feeds you. Or, you know, I watched the interview with Christopher Wray and Brett Baer. And he just lied through his teeth. And these are provable lies that he was telling last night. Or he dodged and ducked and weaved and didn't want to answer them. But you've opened up a can of worms here. because we've now gotten to the point, I would argue, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, is that for the most part, the Democratic Party, the liberal left agenda, the climate alarmist cultists, and the media mob are one. They think alike, they support each other, and their worldview, and as evidence, for example, by the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, that would have had a profound impact on the 2020 election. The FBI had that laptop in December of 2019. The FBI used agents to speak to big tech companies weekly, warning them that they might be victims of misinformation campaigns. Oh, and it might be about Joe Biden. It might be about Hunter Biden. So anything they read about Hunter or Joe, they had already been primed not to believe it. But it's not that one instance. It's about masks. It's about the Wuhan lab. It's about Russia collusion, all the other Trump attacks that proved to be false. Freddie Gray, Ferguson, Missouri, Duke Lacrosse, UVA, George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin. They've gotten it all wrong together, Bill. And I will pat myself on the back.
There's no,
because you're not going to do it. I was right on all these issues.
There's no accountability for those people to get it wrong. And when you have no accountability, then what does it matter? But it got to be on steroids once Trump was elected in 16. See, 16 was really the collapse of the American media. The American media collapsed after Trump got elected, because the corporations were so, they were caught by surprise. They thought Hillary Clinton would win. Trump gets in. They hate him personally, and they hate his politics. And the orders went out, and you can read the New York Times orders. No longer are we going to cover the news in a fair, objective manner. He's so dangerous, we're going to do everything we can to take him out. And that led to the Russian collusion. It permeated the FBI, which is much more important than
Bill, they got two Pulitzer Prizes off of phony stories, Bill.
You know what the Pulitzer Prize organization is. Now we know.
Yeah.
All right? So the corruption is always a point in history, Hannity. It always a flashpoint where corruption surges. And it's happened ever since the George Washington. And then it goes down a bit when what's the so-called reformers like Teddy Roosevelt come in. But the flashpoint for our current corrupt country in media and government is the election of Donald Trump. That's when it all fell apart.
All right, quick break. More with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Then we'll get to your calls and so much more as we continue.
Exposing, uncovering, unpacking the lies of the left every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue with Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. So we now have two presidential elections in a row where we know that the FBI put their thumb heavily on the scale in support of the Democratic candidate.
Well, in the 2020 election, the FBI wasn't as blatant as the 16 election.
Wait a minute, Bill. They were meeting weekly with big tech.
Okay, but we don't know what those mean. Look.
No, we actually do, because the head of site integrity at Twitter, in a case of Missouri, then Attorney General of Missouri, Eric Schmidt, under oath, this guy said they were meeting weekly with the FBI. The FBI was giving them specific warnings that they'll be subject to misinformation campaigns, including subjects like Hunter and Joe Biden.
That's true. But Ray said yesterday on Fox News, that's what the FBI believed, that they didn't contrive that. They believed that.
But wait a minute. But they knew.
I mean,
this is an important point. The FBI had the laptop in December 2019. That's 11 months before the election. They could have corroborated that in 10 days maximum. The FBI was specifically mentioning the name Hunter Biden. They also knew that Rudy Giuliani had a copy, and they knew it was likely going to be leaked. But they're telling big tech they're going to be subject to misinformation. It comes out, and they never said a word that it was a legitimate laptop, which it was.
They never do that. But in this case, with the media now stonewalling the story, certainly the FBI should have updated the American people that they were taking the laptop seriously. That's all they had to do. Now, all the FBI had to do, they didn't have to intrude on any of it, because Ray always falls back, as you said, on the same thing. Oh, I can't comment, it's under investigation. That's BS. There's no rule in the federal government that you can't comment. You can say, we have an active investigation, we're taking the...
Okay, let me add one last piece of the puzzle.
Right.
The lead FBI agent in 2016 wrote his thesis on how Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. He was the lead agent on the big tech outreach.
Yeah, that doesn't look good, does it?
So my point is, it stays the same. They have put their thumb on the scales to benefit Democratic candidates. Is it going to happen in 2024, Bill?
Well, that's up to the congressional committees that are now under the control of the Republicans. See, look, the only way this gets fixed is if Congress starts to say, this person, that person, this person did X, Y, and Z, so everybody in the country knows it. And that's the only way it gets fixed. So now you have the evidence, I have the evidence, you would assume the congressional committees have the evidence, so they have to start putting it out, and they have to start saying, we can't have a duplication of this in 24. This can't happen.
You know, no matter how consistent people like you and I are, how often we get things right, that we will never get credit, Mr. O'Reilly. That also is a betrayal. Last word.
The folks give us credit, and that's the most important thing.
You know what? That's a great answer. And thank God for the folks, or you and I wouldn't have a microphone and a camera every day.
You bet.
All right, my friend. Thank you. All things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cool to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Before we get to your calls, let me go back to, you know, it wasn't an accident that Christopher Wray spoke to Brett Baer yesterday, and Merrick Garland was on the Hill getting grilled earlier today, and he just sounded stupid. Let me give you an example of stupid. Now, he is the Attorney General of the United States. Now, what a lot of people don't know is the DOJ and the FBI are part of Joe Biden's executive branch of government. You know, I think this is what frustrated Donald Trump in all the years. He always thought that this was his attorney general. You know, you're going to be my guy, he said to Comey. Now, he said that coming from outside the Washington swamp and not knowing that, you know, there has to be independence, et cetera. Merrick Garland knows with 5+ million people entering the country in 2 years under Joe Biden that every one of those people broke our laws, didn't respect our borders, didn't respect our sovereignty. And the fentanyl crisis and the opioid crisis in large part is because those borders are wide open. You know, the fentanyl made in China makes its way to the southern border, makes its way to every small town and big city in America. The same thing with heroin, the same thing with cocaine, the same thing with methamphetamine. It's all coming through the southern border. Listen to what Merrick Garland says about the fentanyl crisis.
Fentanyl deaths are more than gun and accident deaths combined in the United States. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
I mean, this is, how would you describe the fentanyl problem in America?
It's a horrible epidemic, okay. But it's an epidemic that's been unleashed on purpose by the Sinaloa and the new generation Jalisco cartels.
Then why aren't you as Attorney General enforcing the laws of this country and securing our borders and telling people when they enter the country illegally to leave? Why are you not telling states and cities they can't leaveable? Then Merrick Garland earlier today, you know, claims the DOJ has prosecuted more pro-life protesters over, you know, the pro-abortion. Some of them are lunatics. You know, we've had all these threats against anti-abortion clinics or pro-life clinics around the country. And his answer is, oh, well, the reason is because more pro-life protesters, their actions are during the day. Oh, the FBI, you know, does more work in the daytime, not nighttime. Listen,
I will say you're quite right. There are many more prosecutions with respect to the blocking of the abortion centers. But that is generally because they are, those actions are taken in, with photography at the time, during the daylight, and, seeing the person who did it is, quite easy. Those who are attacking the pregnancy resources centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night, in the dark. We have put full resources on this. We have, rewards out for this.
We're prosecuting more pro-life protesters because their actions take place during the day and we're home eating at night and we're taking the night off. I can't believe he's saying that and getting away with it. Then he was asked, you know, about Hunter Biden. Now, remember, the DOJ, the FBI has had Hunter Biden's laptop since December of 2019. They could have verified it was authentic. They could have done it way early in the 2020 election cycle, which they had every business to do. But no, the FBI, under the DOJ's leadership, they went around. They had an FBI SWAT team, if you will, speaking weekly with every big tech company, warning them that they're going to be victims of some foreign disinformation campaign. And it may be about Joe Biden and it may be about Hunter Biden. They also know and knew that Rudy Giuliani had a copy, meaning they knew it was going to be released, likely leaked, and it was, and yet they did nothing, and they still do nothing to Hunter. Listen.
So as the committee well knows from my confirmation hearing, I promised to leave the matter of Hunter Biden in the hands of the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware, who was appointed in the previous administration. So any information like that should have gone gone to that U.S. Attorney's offices and the FBI squad that's working with him. I have pledged not to interfere with that investigation, and I have carried through on my pledge.
Between that and the interview with Christopher Wray last night with Brett Baer just makes my blood boil. It really does. All right, Frank is in North Carolina. Frank doesn't make my blood boil. How are you, Frank? Glad you called.
Hey, I want to know about the accountability for Fauci, for Newsom, for Lightfoot, for Cuomo. Who and how are they going to be held accountable for demanding we wear masks, that we get the shots, that we get the booster shots, and they were not only ineffective but to some degree dangerous? If we look at the athletes that are dropping off, dying repeatedly day after day, Where's that accountability?
Well, there's an epidemic almost. I don't know if I'd call it an epidemic. There is a serious increase in numbers of young people having heart attacks and myocarditis as a result of getting shots, much earlier than they otherwise should, or even getting them at all, considering they're not the people that were at risk, especially if they're young and they're healthy, et cetera. Who's going to be accountable? Nobody. You want me to just lie to you and tell you somebody's going to be held accountable? Nobody. That's why I am telling the people.
The nail right on the head when he said that they're not going to be accountable and they're going to continue to do and take the actions and continue to lie like they have been.
What am I telling the people of East Palestine and Ohio? Don't believe the government. If the people that bought into, you know, Obamacare, keep your doctor, keep your plan, the average family saves $2,500 a year, ended up being a nightmare. Millions and millions of Americans lost their doctors, their plans, and we're paying about 250% more on average. And 40% of the country only has one Obamacare exchange option. Thanks a lot. You know, but look, this is now standard fare. You know, this is what I was discussing with Bill O'Reilly. You know, they knew early on that the COVID-19 virus likely came from the Wuhan virology lab, because we see the frantic emails with Fauci and other NIH officials. He himself said masks don't work in his first interview. It turns out, you know, we were lied to about that. The one thing that was working, monoclonal antibodies, they took away emergency use authorization for that. That is the only therapeutic that I can say with any certainty that was very effective. There are other cocktails that definitely help people. I'm not a doctor. I don't tell people what to do. But look, think of they were wrong for 3 years. They lied about Russia collusion. Who got held accountable? Nobody. I mean, they're wrong all the time. And we have a crisis of information. Then they attack conservatives and we usually end up being right. And they just make up stories about me like on a regular basis. If I read the crap that they, and the lies that they told about me, I'd lose my mind. I can't read this crap. Anyway, I appreciate the call. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. If you are a believer in the Second Amendment as I am, you have a responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. That's where our friends at Mantis X come in. Now, you may not know this, but all the best shooters in the world do a majority of their training doing what's called dry fire practice at home. And by the way, this is what we're talking about, military technology that is military grade technology at an affordable price. It's used by the Marine Corps, the Army, Special Forces. It's an amazing system. There's no ammo. It's all electronic. You can practice. It's like you have your own shooting instructor next to you, helping you become a marksman. You attach it to your firearm. It's simple to do. And you get data-driven, real-time feedback on your shooting technique. They guide you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. Again, military-grade technology at a very affordable price. Go to their website. You're going to love it. It's also fun. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. You're going to love this system. All right, quick break. Right back. More of your phone calls coming up. 800-941-SEAN. Our number, if you want to be a part of the program, we check in with Senator Tom Cotton at the top of the hour as we continue.
Next, our final roundup and information overload hour.
All right, back to our busy phones. Joseph San Diego, Kogo Radio. What's up, Joseph? How are you?
Hey, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I just can't, I can't understand why we just can't call it the way it is. You know, why can't we just say the emperor doesn't have any clothes on? And by this, I mean that Joe Biden's not running the show. He hasn't run the show since day one. But
I think I was a little ahead of the curve on this. And remember, I talked about Sippy Cup and, you know, that this guy doesn't know what day of the week it is. And he's weak and he's frail and a cognitive mess. You might not remember, but I took a lot of heat for saying it early.
Yeah. But, you know, we elect one man to run the show, regardless if we like him or not. And but, you know, the thing is that there are a select group of people that are running the show right now, and they're the ones that are destroying this country. You know, who leaves $6 billion worth of military hardware to our enemy and allows millions to come into our country? Inflation and everything else is going on. But everybody wants to blame Joe Biden. Why are we blaming Joe Biden? Joe Biden has nothing to do with this thing. He's an old man who's sitting there being probably bullied by the people that are taking charge. You know, who are they? Are they the Obamas? Are they the Clintons? But some rich people out there running Joe and telling him exactly what to do. And who's investigating this? You know, you got all these talking heads that come on your show. You got these senators and congressmen.
What are we supposed to do? Because the only option I see is to do to Joe Biden in November of 2024 what Chicago did to Lori Lightweight yesterday, and that's fire her. That's the only option that's available. I could sit here and tell you they can impeach him, they can do this, they can do that. They're not going to impeach him and get a conviction. It's not going to happen.
Okay, but this is my second point here I want to make real quick. Okay. It's not going to happen because you have a corrupt media, which is something that you've talked about in the past. But everybody should know that when an opposing army takes over a country, a civil war ensues, or a dictator, the first thing that they do is they take over the media because they need to control the narrative. And the Democratic Party has hijacked the media. And until the media is allowed to do what they're supposed to be doing, we will never have another free election, and the country is going to be destroyed.
The only thing I can say is there are not many of us. I mean, I can name a lot of names, but compared to the mainstream media, ABC, NBC, CBS, fake news, CNN, MSDNC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, almost every major newspaper in the country, if it wasn't for talk radio and some podcasting, and if it wasn't for Fox News, we wouldn't get this information. You know, my entire career, just so you know, and I'm not complaining, I'm very grateful that you watch the TV show and listen to this radio show. But for almost all of my career, there are people that are paid to listen to this show that sit in their underwear and take copious notes, record every word I say in the hopes that they can get me fired or boycotted or canceled. That's the reality I live under. Now, it sounds like I'm whining if I talked about it every day. There's no need for you to hear it every day, but that's the reality I live under. And I'm the guy that says, don't fire Joy Reid. I'm the guy that said, don't fire Don Lemon. I'm the guy that said, don't fire Bill Maher. I'm the guy that said, don't fire or cancel anybody. I've never supported a boycott. I don't support cancellations. I believe people should have an opportunity to revise and extend their remarks, apologize if they feel it sincerely, and be given a second chance if they want one. I mean, I'm just not that person. I believe in liberty and I believe in freedom. And, you know, the untold truth about all these shows, including my own, is I can't make you listen 3 hours a day. I can only do a good enough show, hopefully, that you'll want to listen. I can only produce a good enough TV show every night in the hopes that you'll want to watch the show. You don't have to watch. You don't have to listen to any of these people. And guess what? I don't watch these people. I don't listen to these people because I know I'm being lied to. I'll give you the last 20 seconds.
All right. But you understand that the masses are not, you're preaching to the choir, but the masses are your church people or the church people, and they're the ones that are listening to the mainstream media. The only way that we're going to resolve this and fix things is actually people go out and protest the media.
You want to laugh at something? They've done studies on this. More liberals watch my TV show and listen to my radio show than watch either CNN or MSDNC. Does that shock you?
That it does, but still, the masses are still hearing it from the mainstream media.
Yeah, I mean, but we're not just preaching to the choir. Now, they'll tell you, there are people that hate listen and hate watch. And I don't care if they're hating me listening, and I don't care if they're hating watching me. As long as, you know, I get credit for the viewership and listenership, I'm fine. Then I can stay in business and keep doing what I love and be an alternative voice that we need, I believe, as many voices as possible. Anyway, listen, I had a good time talking to you, Joseph. God bless you, my friend. And I love San Diego. It's beautiful out there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.